it's unexpected because the prosecutor recommended a no jail sentence. That recommendation was made in light of the fact that Delegate Dwyer had already served a weekend at an inpatient alcohol rehabilitation facility. And I might add that the plea agreement that was reached was based on the fact that that the evidence to suggest that let me repeat that the plea agreement that was reached was based on the fact that there was virtually no evidence that Delegate Dwyer was actually at fault in the accident. The judge's decision, while the judge indicated that he was not going to decide who was at fault in the accident, his sentence reflected, we believe, a belief that the delegate had his driving behavior was a cause of the accident. We totally disagree with that.
Do you think did you get the sense that the judge held Delegate Dwyer, because he's a lawmaker, to a higher standard, and should have even held the delegate to a higher standard because he's someone who those who make the laws have to obey them?
Well, in the judge's decision, he absolutely stated that he was going to treat Delegate Dwyer differently, that he would hold him to an even higher standard because he's an elected official. I don't believe that's appropriate. We respectfully disagree with the judge's decision in that respect, and we believe that any other citizen in this in Delegate Dwyer's shoes would have received the benefit of the state's recommendation, the prosecutor's recommendation, which was that he not go to jail. We respect the judge's decision, but we disagree with it.
How is Delegate Dwyer taking this? I mean, obviously, he's pretty upset over what's happened.
Well, Delegate Dwyer, obviously, has expressed remorse and concern throughout this case. Obviously, he is less than happy with the judge's decision, but we're going to pursue the appeal process and ask that another judge in another court consider following the prosecutor's recommendation in this case. And I might add, the prosecutor speaks on behalf of the people of the state of Maryland. She's the representative of the people of the state of Maryland. And after a lengthy investigation, after lengthy discussions, this was the outcome that was determined would be the recommendation that was being put forth to the court. The judge has the right to disregard that recommendation. It's rare. And he specifically stated he did it because Delegate Dwyer is an elected official. And we believe, or we disagree with that decision.
Some sense of timing and when this will next be before a judge?
It'll be about 2 months, I would suspect.
But you have 48 hours to file the appeal, and you're going to meet that deadline, I assume?
The appeal is going to be filed in 5 minutes, 5 minutes from now.
So if you file that appeal, he doesn't have to report Thursday, is that correct?
That's correct. The sentence will be stayed in its entirety.
There's no chance of him going to jail for another 2 months or so.
That's correct.
And can I just clarify something? The prosecutor had recommended 1 week in jail.
That's correct.
That would have been some jail time.
Well, she did recommend a weekend in jail. However, she credited the weekend that Delegate Dwyer spent at the inpatient alcohol rehabilitation facility as that weekend. It was an inpatient facility.